Okay, I assume this has been taking me a fucking while, but there we go. You're welcome. I guess I am back, and okay, this is recording. Awesome. So, where shall we begin? I have not updated anything for a freaking while, and I get it. Frankly, I don't even know where to exactly begin, as it's been a wild ride. For the past couple of months. Before the New Year's, I was staying over at my acquaintance's place and I was helping that person out as much as I could. And even the start of the year was quite freaking turbulent because of it. And eventually, at the point in February, I managed to go, as I helped out as much as I could, but like his family circumstances and his general circumstances were all over the fucking place. So frankly, that was very sad, I assume. I mean, I was trying my best to do as much as I could, but there's only so much one can do within the legal bounds of, ways of doing shit. Because that was a mess. Yeah, that was a mess. And eventually I managed to go. Then I stayed over in my childhood-ish area for like a week because I was like planning up my stuff and I was getting my stuff and I was leaving some stuff with my mom. Well, there was a lot of like travel involved. Anyway, and it all seemed okay up to the point where basically I left towards Switzerland. As I traveled like across Latvia because I had to, take stuff to mom. And then once I came to Lithuania, basically I had a bit of an issue with my car's mirror, so I had to get another mirror and install it because like why not? Because it's rather hard to drive when you ain't got none. And it'd be, a fine thing if the mirror would be on a passenger side, but it was on a driver's side, so it was a bit of a mess, to be honest. And there was also an issue with the car fender as well, because I just kind of had a fight with a freaking pole, so don't fucking judge me. Dumb shit. Anyway, and because of it, I had to think up of a place where I could, like fix the fender. But the thing is that when I asked the mechanics in Latvia, because that should happen in Latvia, they said, "Oh, it's gonna take us like 2 weeks." And I'm like, "Fuck 2 weeks! Like, I ain't got that time, man. Fuck that shit." So I went to Lithuania, and then I asked the same shit in with mechanics in Lithuania, and they were like, "Oh yeah, it's gonna take like 2, 3 weeks." And I'm like, "Fuck this shit, bollocks," And I managed to put the wind like mirror by myself because fuck it, why would I pay like endless amount of money for no good fucking reason? A makes sense in my humble opinion, but to them it was kind of like why, what are you doing? And I'm like fuck off. Anywhere, eventually I spoke to my dad and he told me that there's some mechanic shop in Poland, acquaintance of acquaintance of acquaintance, and I was like fine, let's do this. And that's where I went to sort out my fender. With the fender thing was that I bought a fender in Lithuania. Supposedly that was a fender from my car. Now, imagine my fucking surprise once I reach Poland and I finally unwrap the fucking fender from its packaging and I see that the fender is for a different type of car. And I'm like, oh, fantastic. So I say to the guys there, as I meet the guys, the mechanics, and they're like, "Oh, this does not look good." I'm like, "Yeah, it's kind of like an issue now." And they're like, "How about we actually fix your fender? Because it's not like it's broken, but like, we can like bend it back." And I was like, "Awesome, can you do that?" And they're like, "Yeah, sure, no problem." So they took it upon themselves to fix the fucking fender. And it took a fucking day to do like basic bitch stuff about it. And then it was like an extra day to finish it off for me to go. And I was like, yay. So over that time, I met like really, really good people, like fucking genuinely good people, mechanics, And I was there as a house Dobby, house elf, because I had close to nothing else to do. So I was like helping clean it up and stuff like that. And I shared the food with them because there was like plenty of food that I carry with. So I was like, yeah, a little bit of a maid mode activated. So that was adorable. And then the next day over, like after all of that, I kind of got my stuff and I was like, okay, fine, bye. And I went to another town closer to the German border. And guess what? As I left my car overnight on a parking lot next to the fucking hotel, the next morning was fantastic because like I had a fine night. I literally was like so nice, slept so well, everything was good, had decent dreams. It was good. And then I wake up in the morning, I pack my shit, I get out. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I see my car, and I am just gobsmacked. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Because my car was literally filled to the brim with my shit, you know, like clothes, witchcraft stuff, food, other tech, you know, whatnots. And I just look at it and there's nothing. Absolutely, it's fucking empty. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, what? And I was just thinking like that maybe that's just the, you know, like the backseat. Fuck it. I open my trunk. There's nothing in my trunk. They fucking took everything. And I'm like, fuck me. I go back to the reception. I asked them to get the police. They called the police. It took them like an hour and a half to reach me. And I was like, what the fuck? Because after like 40 minutes of waiting, I literally called 112, kind of like 911 myself, saying like, hey, this is what happened. Where the fuck is police? Because like I'm waiting for it. And they said like, yeah, they did not receive any calls. And I'm like, yeah, this is me calling now, you know, because for how long am I supposed to wait for you know, to show up? Eventually, police does show up. There's CSI taking prints from the car, blah blah blah, and they're like telling me, okay, so get in your car and follow us. So I get in my car that's with the broken window with just like bunch of glass just like broken inside of a car. It's just it's mess. And I follow them to the police station. I file a report and I'm like, okay, so what's next? And because I am provided a translator, but translator is not from English, it's from Russian. And my Russian like with the use is not as good as it were. So as much as I can, I explain myself, but at the same time I'm being accused of shit that I have not done. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, I was just absolutely like, what? What do you mean? So, what the fuck? And as I explained to them with like what I had in the car, they're just thinking like it's some small shit. And I'm like, no, it was like literally packed. Literally packed. And then they say to me, like, oh yeah, it was your fault for leaving so many things in the car. And I was like, excuse me, kind of like it's all my livelihood. They stole my fucking, you know, documents from my like, you know, school years, from my education shit, my Erasmus shit, you know, a lot of documents of like, you know, associations and whatnot. There's like so much going on, and you tell me it's my fault. Like, dude, I parked the car at the parking lot next to the hotel. I don't think it's my fault for me, you know. I was thinking it's a safe space. What the fuck, you know? And I was just absolutely gobsmacked, because I was like, what the fuck, you know? Because this is just fucking ridiculous, frankly. And they said like, okay, so if we get any updates or news, we'll contact you. And they said they would contact me like within a week if they get anything. And I was like, fine. So with the broken ass window of my car, I'm like, fine. And it's Sunday. It's like it's fucking Sunday, bruh. It's a fucking mess. And I'm just standing there like, so what do I do now? And they're like, oh yeah, there's like a mechanic shop, but that's gonna open on Monday, so you can fix it on Monday. And I'm like, where am I gonna stay? Because I ain't got the fucking finances to, you know, anything. And I'm just like, the fuck, you know? And basically, as I stand there, I'm like fucking lost, is what I was. And the only thing I could think about is the mechanic shop where I fixed my fender, because there was like nice people, and there's like one of the dudes who I spoke with. He's still in contact with me, and I told him everything. He's like, fuck, that's bad. Come here, like, we'll fix your window. And I'm like, fine. So I go back 400 kilometers, you know, to Warsaw, where I fixed my fucking fender. now to fix my window. And this dude is adorable. And like it was basically like, mental support and everything else. But I was like just so fucking lost with everything going on. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. And yeah. He helped me like fix the window. He put it in. He just, freaking went about like doing, the car stuff for me. And I was like, yeah, thank you, because my brain no work. Spoke to dad. My dad is like, yeah, just, go back to Latvia or whatever, because like they ain't got no idea what to do with you. And he was also like shocked. Everybody like, who was there for me, in the journey, they were like, what the fuck just happened? I was like, I know, I know. So for a week, I was like back and forth with staying in local kind of like hotels and hostels and whatever to just, wait out for police to let me know what's up. Then like 4 days later, I still don't have anything from the police, and I'm like, hey, what the fuck, like there's supposed to be some kind of like, correspondence. There's supposed to be like some kind of emails, calls, something, nothing. And I start calling them, and what I receive is basically them saying like, oh yeah, you have to get translator to speak to us. And I was like, what the fuck, this is European Union, it's supposed to be vice versa. You getting me translator to speak to me, what the fuck is like, I am, a victim in this case, what the fuck. I had my shit stolen, not vice versa. I did not steal anything. Yeah. Anyway, so it became a mess, and frankly, it was back and forth with the police. At some point, I called once again to 112, just like emergency number. They told me to go to the local police station and ask them, which I did. I went to the police station, and once again, there's a dude sitting there and saying like, "Oh yeah, you need a translator because I don't speak fucking, English." And I'm like, get a translator, like what the it's not my job, yo. It's like, what the fuck? And he doesn't. He's just sitting there like, not my problem. And I'm like, wow, okay, fantastic. So I call again, emergency number, and I'm speaking to this girl, and this girl is very lovely, and she says that she'll call them and ask them what's up. So she called the police and yada yada, and she asked what's up. So basically they never started the investigation. I'm like, what? Ain't no way. 'Cause she's like, yeah, they did not register any, like, anything. And I was like, that's bullshit. The fuck is this bullshit? So she's saying to me that I have to file something and go back to the police station and talk to them personally. And I'm like, dude, going back to that police station entitled, literally, it's me driving 400 kilometers there again. It's like, bro, it's like half my freaking, gas tank. One way. What the fuck? And it costs, it costs. So I'm like, fine. And I get pissed off with all of this. And the only thing I kind of like finally managed to push out of my fucking brain was to call a lawyer lady I know in Latvia, to whom to whom I went a couple of times because of like a case of my acquaintance. And as I call her, she said like for me to write out a statement, print out the statement, sign the statement, and just hand in the fucking statement. Just like she said, like you don't have to say anything, just hand them in the paperwork, and that's it. They have to, process it, and they have to handle it, because like fuck it. I was like, oh, so it was that easy? And she was like, yeah, because otherwise they were not gonna do shit. And I was like, oh, okay. So what I do is I write out 3-page A4 statement with everything that went on. And basically, I just print out 4 copies. I have one, and I hand out the 3 copies to the police station, which processed my inquiry at first, to the headquarters of that town and to one more police station. So basically, to see whoever, first starts doing something. So basically, the police station which processed my work, they finally gave me the case number, because they were like, but why do you need the case number, what for? And I was like, to my lawyer. So they were like kind of like a little bit gobsmacked, kind of like awestruck with the situation of me like asking for a case number, because they were like, but why? Because they were thinking I would let it go. And I was like, oh hell no, baby. Because like I lost the stuff that sums up to almost like over 4,000 euros worth of stuff, maybe even 7,000 euros somewhere there, you know, of how much it was worth. And I'm pissed, royally pissed off because of this situation, and nobody's helping me. And I'm like, fantastic. So no legal aid, no nothing. None. I'm just, you know, not cool. So yeah, and because of it, I'm like, this is getting, you know, frustrating as fuck. So that, and yeah, and then like I drive back to, you know, Warsaw where I'm staying, ish, because like within the week of me staying in here trying to reach, you know, police, trying to figure shit out, an acquaintance of mine with whom I was staying over the winter period, he died. And I was like, fuck. Dude, like, what the, you know? And he died on, like, a lunar eclipse day. And I was like, way to go, vampire. You know? But at the same time, I was kind of like, wow, damn. That's fucking sad. Because, like, I genuinely hoped for him to get better, you know, hope for him to just like, you know, get back in his, you know, get his spring back, you know, whatever, because it's springtime. And I was thinking that he'll get, you know, well, and he'll be like once again this like dude that's gonna travel places and be, you know, all of this. And instead of all of that, he just died. And I'm like, wow. So I had like, after having my shit stolen, 3 days later being told that your acquaintance dies, and like I've stayed with him and I've like looked after him and everything, that was that fuck, that was sad as fuck. And like a few days before, I had a dream where I saw him and he was like having these very sad eyes and everything. It was fucking, anyway, so of course I cried like a little bitch, and I was out of it for a day, and I was sleeping like a log, and I could not freaking process anything. So it was quite something. And then the whole thing with the police not being polite, not trying to help, not being, you know, there, is also like hitting hard. And I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. So eventually, a week and a half later, here we are. I'm sitting here in this rented room because I booked it through booking.com, and I finally got a room for like 3 days, 3 nights, and to be precise. Because I just need time off, and I need time to just, I don't know, record something, because I have not been recording anything. And my brain was not functioning for days. And now I'm like, yeah, this is it. That's here we're at, you know, all of it. And it's just like the little things of like me willing to, you know, change my socks, for example, and now I have to buy socks because I ain't got none. Or like buying clothes because there's like nothing else to change into, like no comfort clothes, no this, no that, and that's frustrating. Thinking about the food, you know, and other shit things, like I'm really pissed off. Like just like this adds up so much more. Like, ugh. And I mean, I'm glad for one thing out of the situation is that one of the mechanics in the shop who did the fixing of my car. Now that's going to be sounding quite funky from here on out because I hooked up with him. And frankly, he's young. There's 10 years difference between me and him. Frankly, like because his birthday is in July, so he says it's 9 years. No, bitch, it's 10. So it's about the. I genuinely at times have flashbacks to one of my other exes who's had the same age difference between me and him, and I'm like, oh my god. So he has similar vibe. Not to mention, I'm like looking at this guy, and I'm like, he's just like, he's just husky, you know. If he would be a dog, he would be a husky, like 100% husky. And I'm like, oh, I am just so fucking tired. You know, huskies are very dramatic, they're kind of loud, and they're a little bit obnoxious, and they're like, you know, digging stuff, and they're like being dramatic, and exactly the guy. And I'm like, oh my god. And he's very also colorful, he's very bright personality, he's very like, Jesus. So, kind of like in your face. kind of like happy and all that, like But at the same time, he helped me out with this whole thing. So of course, my brain is going like, oh yeah, maybe it's because he helped you through the, like the dark times that you're relying on him, and you find him, nice and fancying him because of it. And I'm like, yeah, maybe that as well. But lately I'm looking at him like, I actually like the guy. He's actually not that bad of a, Oh, dude, it's just that he's fucking young, and I see all his childishness and this kind of like mental childishness as well. He's kind of like not yet like emotionally adult. He's not yet, he's mentally quite adult, but emotionally he's very much a child. And I'm like, some of it is nice, but some of it is very tiresome, And like being treated like a girl in school, with the same kind of like hit me ups and like a pull of hair in there and just like a freaking pinch of your skin there and like, dumb things and dumb jokes and this and that. And I'm like, Jesus. So like it's adorable, but up to a point. And it's also kind of hard because he does not speak English, and as much as I try to convey my thoughts in Russian, once again, this person is neurotypical, whilst I'm neurodivergent, and so every time I start asking stuff, he thinks I'm trying to start a fight when I'm not, and I have to explain to him and over-explain to him that it's just the way my brain works. And when he first saw me, I was like this very happy person and everything else. And then he's just thinking like I'm gonna be happy all the time. And I'm like, no, I get tired. It's called masking. So there's a lot I tend to explain to him, and there's a lot that he's looking at me at, and he's like, what are you doing? Same with me just like recording stuff, or just him seeing freaking my Audacity app on my computer, and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to explain myself, because he listens to me and he's like, what are you saying? I'm like, I don't even want to just say because I'm bitching at you. all of that. And it's kind of the little things, because that got me also to think that, of the overall situation, because right now it's a mess, but with all this mess, I'm kind of happy that I still have all my recording equipment, my laptop, my, tablet, phone. I had to sell the other phone because, yeah, money. And it's basically that I have most of my tech that I needed, and I have three tarot decks, out of like how many the fuck I had. Lost most of my four-leaf clovers, found seven four-leaf clovers that I stashed away in the bag, and I was like, oh, good to see that. And yeah, I'm like, I frankly have something on me, including my fucking vibrator, because God knows I need it. And yeah, that. But at the same time, like with this whole situation, I'm thinking, okay, fine. I should just fucking sell the car that I have, get some money, buy something cheaper, and use the rest of the money just to travel, because fuck it. Because like in my head, I still want to travel. I don't want to sit in one place. It's fucking frustrating. And I'm still hell-bent on creating things, so I'm like, I don't want to sit. Fuck it. It's like it's not me thing. It's kind of like I don't want to do it. Also, because of all these tribulations, I started to smoke again. That is not cool, bro. Because at some point, I oversmoked the vape, and I was having freaking gag reflex and everything else, and I was feeling like shit. It was bad. And then I did not smoke for like a few days, and now I'm back to it, and I'm like, am I gonna learn my lesson, eh? But at the same time, for now, it's like a comfort thingy to do. So I do realize that, because it's kind of hard. So I do realize it's gonna pass once I feel a bit more confident and more kind of like, in my own skin, because right now it feels like it's quite turbulent. So that. And also, kind of like this whole situation with the relationship with this guy. It's kind of like he told me that he was within only one relationship all this time, and he was like trying to be, engaged and shit, but did not work out. And I was like, oh, sad to be you, huh? Like, and I told him, like, yeah, bitch, I was married for years. So I'm an old hag. Why do you need me? So I was literally at first trying to put him off somehow, by saying, like, you don't need this. And he's like, no, but I like it. Da, da, da. He would not just stop. And I was like, fine. Fine. And then eventually I tried to troll him with, like, telling him one night, kind of like, dude, I know three words that are going to make you just go apeshit. And he replied to me with, I love you too. And I was like, fuck, that was not what I meant to say. And he was like, what? And I was like, I wanted to say, I'm the Batman. He's like, fuck you. I was like, yep, dude. So that kind of like put me in a point of a spot where I had to say I love you too back because it was uncomfortable for him otherwise. And I did not want to crush it on him in a way. And now it's kind of like I say to him, I love you, but I don't mean it. And it's kind of rude. And I know it's rude because I like him, but I don't love him. Because loving entitles that you actually kind of like, worry about me, you satisfy me, you just, I would, because after like, a few weeks with him, I just realized that I fucking want princess treatment. Like, it might sound, obnoxious to some people, but fuck you. Because he's treating me like, like I'm 19, like I'm that girly. And I'm not, I'm 31. I don't want to hear some dumb shit songs in the car, dude. Like, I've told you multiple times not to play it. Finally, he's having headphones in his ears whenever he's playing his own shit because I'm like, I don't want to listen to it. So he's starting to kind of learn that if I say no, I fucking mean no. And he kind of like tries to pull this childishness on me with like trying to be like, oh yeah, but like, trying to act nice. I'm like, no, I don't give a shit. I told you no. So unless I start acting like a full-on mom mode, he would not listen. Like he's like trying to push it off as a joke, and I'm like, I'm not fucking kidding, boy. Like, at kind of like that's the point. Like he even like throughout this week and a half, how much of a, I was thinking like, oh yeah, I'm gonna hang out with you, and then I can leave you, and I can piss off on my own, with my own shit. And then he decided to be a full-on, I wouldn't say a problem, but I really want to say a problem, because he left the apartment he was living in, and he's like staying with me in my, hotels, apartments, whatever I rent, at all times, and that's like, why why are you so glued to me, boy? So he left his place. He paid off his place, and now he's just fully with me at all times. And I'm like, that is like on a level, like, dude, you should have asked maybe before doing that. Like, I don't know. Because now it's like you're dependent on me, and I did not ask for that, And that's what's also getting me a little bit of like I adopted a dog, because he's very much, husky dramatic, and he's very much like, oh yeah, but I want to stay with you. But I'm like, I have my own fucking ideas and thoughts about it, like I did not plan to have, an adopted fucking 2 meter tall fucking dog. It's fucking hunky and freaking beefy and freaking jacked as fuck. I mean, he's physique, y'all. That is one of the things I cannot say shit about. I mean, he's like physically very much, yes. Physically, that's 11 out of 10. So yeah, but on the side of satisfying a woman in bed, 3 out of 10 for now. I would just because he's not feeling the person with him. He's just trying to satisfy himself. He's not really caring about the person he's with. Kind of like Kind of is, but kind of not, you know. And that's also kind of like annoying the fuck out of me because, yeah. And then also there's kind of like, you know, like some girly pop, you know, comedians have told about us like to try and make a 20-year-old dude wear a condom and they start acting like a 5-year-old with no. Yeah. And I'm like, oh God, dude, like, honey, I feel you. It's the same in here. I'm like, no, honey, you gotta wear a condom. And he's like, I don't like it. I'm like, yeah. You will not like child support either, so let's not go there, okay? So yeah, it's fucking troublesome. So he's not paying attention to me as much as I would like it. So that kind of got me to think that I genuinely want a princess treatment. I genuinely want somebody that's emotionally adult because right now I'm acting like a older sister slash mom. You know, waking up the dude and looking after him and being there to be like, hey, this is what needs to be done. This is what needs to be done. Hey, level head yourself. Please stop being dramatic. You know, and just like, I do my best to keep myself level headed. And the way he goes about things, it's kind of like, I have unnecessarily adopted a child that I fuck. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. It's just not like one. It's, I mean, he's adorable, but at this moment right here, I just don't see myself anywhere, like, you know, spending years with this guy. I cannot see it. 'Cause like I'm already every now and again fed up with his bullshit. And I'm like, he's adorable. I like the hugs and everything else, but because of him not paying as much attention to me, you know, and not being more gentle with me and more understanding, it annoys me, you know. And every once in a while, I tell him that, and he's just like brushing it off as a joke. And I'm like, I'm not fucking kidding, bitch. So, yeah, so that's like, I don't know. Now it's kind of like a bitch ass situation where I gotta go back to Latvia to sell the car because I'm like, fuck it, I'm going back. I need to sell the car, buy something else, piss off. And he, because of his family situation, he also wants to go back to his country, which is just across the fucking border from my country. And I'm like, great. So he's like, how about we travel together? I'm like, fantastic. So basically, I'm like, fine. So he's joking that he's gonna marry me right before his birthday, and I'm like, I'm not gonna happen. And at the same time, like, I can just like, okay, let's travel together, you know, but I cannot see myself in that kind of relationship with you, boy, because I don't want to be your teacher. I have had enough, fucking enough for my like throughout my life with me teaching boys, you know, how to be, you know, more gentle with me, women, or how to treat women, or how to, you know, this and that. Like, I am fed up with being the teacher in a relationship. I want equality, hey, you know. And it's kind of nice that some of the treatment is kind of like, anyway, kind of cute-ish, but at the same time, like, boy, boy, oh boy, is this wrong? So it's kind of annoying me. Yeah, so because of it, I'm like, yeah, I just feel like eventually after I travel with him, after this and that and all of it, might as well just drop his ass in his country or like help him out moving to another country in Europe as he travels with me, fine. But I'm gonna go, like, unless he gets his act together, unless he starts being more mature emotionally, I'm not gonna be there. Like, no can do. Like, the boy still sounds like, you know, from the hood, you know, and he's trying to be all this tough shit. And I'm like, boy, I've seen tough shit. Boy, bitch, I have been in the same boat with the gangsters. Stop. Okay? Because every single loud one is the small fry. Okay? You wanna be the big boy? Shut the fuck up. Jesus. At times I literally feel like a mafia wife. Like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Jeez. Oh. So yeah, right now I'm like, I wouldn't say discombobulated, but I'm fucking tired. Like, this boy gets me tired. Not to mention that, how the fuck? Like, I have once again forgotten how it is to fuck for hours. And I'm like, dude, I'm tired. I want to sleep. I'm old, honey. I want to have my rest. Not to mention, it's not like you're trying to satisfy me. You're satisfying yourself. There's a difference. Okay, so whilst you're satisfying yourself, I'm just getting tired. Okay, so an hour and a half later, I'm still tired. You're still kind of like trying to get yourself there. And I'm just tired because you're thinking that you're, it's not working out. How evil is it? Very. So, yeah. Eventually, if he listens to all of this, darling, it's all on you. I'm not even feeling sorry, darling. It's just that, yeah. And right now I had a sense of deja vu with, like, how I see the setup on the table. I'm like, fuck, I think I've seen this in one of my dreams or something. And basically, whenever I have these deja vu feelings of, like, seeing it, it feels like, oh, it's kind of like the checkpoint in my life, which I got to. So it means, like, it's gone right. So, yeah. Anyhow, so, yeah, frankly, I just want to go back to Latvia, sell a car. Get another car, use the rest of the money to travel because fuck it. Might as well just go with him to his country, to help him out because he also needs help and just, provide help. Because he's helping me out. Tit for tat, basically, Like, you help me, I help you. And then I piss off. Thank you. Because in my head, I'm still hell-bent on, like, finding a better person, I guess. Kind of like my, Cause I, I'm just, bitch, let's look the truth in the face. Like, I'm still hell obsessed with this dream of, like, dating some freaking, Korean dude. Obsessed. It's kind of like got stuck in my head. So that's that. So at this point, I'm like, yeah, no, I don't know. I do not know, cause like I cannot necessarily think once. It's, oh, I'm not sure if I want to say things straight, but Jesus. Yeah. Jesus. I just had to check something, and I'm like checking it, and it's like, yeah, nothing anywhere. Eesh. Had to check the what you call it, astro travel, astrological map, just in case. And I'm like, oh my god, this is gonna be fucked up. Okay, so I just checked, just in case, the area where we're gonna go in his country, and basically it's a Chiron Sun Chiron crossing Sun Chiron. So basically it's like the synergy of this conjunction can activate fundamental changes in your life on the path towards self-identification. You become aware of your independence and react differently to the demands made on you by the world. It is here that you learn some important lessons concerning self-expression, and you come across spiritual examples which creatively solve some of your important life questions. People in the healing professions discover new incentive and helpful support. You become aware of the causes of suffering and sickness, and you recognize deep meaning behind the actual complaints. This leads you on the path towards an honest confrontation of your personal weaknesses to actually accepting your own incompleteness. A longer stay in this region distances you from the common mass and turns you into a charismatic outsider who is a role model or teacher to others. This planetary combination creates a marked effect on originality and unusual appeal. However, this place may leave a feeling of estrangement within yourself and the world and others. I had a feeling it's gonna be like that. Well. So it's gonna be fucked. Well, funsies. Yeah, but seriously, like, I have been feeling like I want to run away. Like Linkin Park song, I want to run away. Anyway, so Like, I don't know why, but the whole situation with him and how he is and conversing with him, talking about like, this and that and whatever he listens to and how he acts, it literally made me kind of like all my shit from my teenage years to resurface, and I'm like, fuck. And I'm looking at it again, and I'm like, yeah, I have healed from it, but it's just right now insulting to me, to see all of it and this guy trying to bring it back, and I'm like, I don't want to see it. Like, I've just done my bit of healing, and I don't want to go back there. Like, this is, I mean, and we're trying to be like, oh, but this is my reality. Yeah, no, you choose your reality, boy. And frankly, I don't want to. I just don't want to live in that. Like, I've spent years running away from that and trying to be like something else. So my mom texted me, give me a second. Answered. Anyway, so yeah. It's like, bitch, when I was getting my shit together, I was like, oh my God, I'm so gonna drive, I'm gonna stay in places, I'm gonna record the updates to my course, it's so gonna be fucking cool. And right now, what am I doing? I'm like discombobulated, I'm all over the fucking place, I cannot do shit. And I'm like, every time I try to, I'm like, meh, look at the foot, bitch. Like, I should be recording right now, course, being all with my head in it, but instead, I'm just wallowing in self-pity and just a little bit of misery, because misery loves company. That's why it's like, I mean, this boy is also a little bit miserable, let's face it. And it's affecting me also, because he's in this kind of like deep and dark trenches, and it's really hard to see light when you're in deep, dark trenches. Because when I was his age, I was also this dramatic, and I could not fucking look at the light because I was like, oh, it's too fucking bright, it's not me, it's not one of a lot of bullshit. And I see it, and he's literally like, the more I see him and the more I listen to him like talk about his life and everything else, the more I realize that he's me, but as a boy. So he is like I would be if I were a dude, so it's like, yeah. So I look at this guy and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, you just kind of my it's kind of like having your mirror image against you in a male option, and you're like, I mean, let's face a few things. First one, absolutely, yeah, yes. It's kind of like, is this hot? Absolutely. Would I be a pussy kind of like, a hunter? Definitely. That's what it looks like. It looks like, basically what he looks like is a fuckboy. He looks like a fucking fuckboy. Ace level, S class fuckboy. And I'm like, I mean, I fucked fuckboys before, but this one claims to be kind of like a case that's a more, whatchamacallit, a selective type that's like very faithful and shit. And I'm like, eh. Not sure. Because, like, that kind of gets me to question myself. Like, do I look like fuck girl? Like, one of those things, Because it feels like during those years I did look like it. And he gives off the same vibe. And I'm like, okay, makes sense. If he's me when I was 20, definitely. Absolutely. Makes sense. But with this kind of like, kind of like there's also the sincerity, and there's also this like, being very much attached, and he's attached to me like a lot. And if I go through the mirror perception of myself when I was like 20 years of age, I was desperately looking for a family, for somebody to call my family, to be with me like all the time, somebody on whom I could rely, and like someone there for me no matter what, to just support me, to just, kind of like just someone I could love like without bounds, or endlessly, to just like glorify in a sense, you know, worship, and for it to be my family. And I kind of see it from him as well, that he kind of does similar shit, but the thing is that he does not worship or glorify, you know. So that's the point where I'm kind of like, yeah, not enough. Because I don't want you to be kind of like, you know, this boyish shit. I want you to literally pay more attention to me. Because I've had enough with boys that are like, oh, but I am paying it. No, you don't. No, you don't, bitch. Anyway. So that's what I'm thinking. So thus far, I reached a conclusion that this boy is not for me. Kind of like, I can play around with this game for a bit to just, I don't know, help him out. Something, because I don't know if that helps me out as well, but maybe it's did for that in some cases also, I don't know. And then just like, as I feel like I fulfilled my duty of helping this twat, I can piss off on my own kind of journey, because thus far it's just a little bit burdensome, a bit, a lot burdensome, okay? With my psyche right now, boy. And what else do I think? I think that I gotta get my shit together and update the course on Udemy with exploring self, you know, base a bit more like in like, what was I thinking there? Incorporate the book that I did, and to have the book attached to the course so that people can just fucking read that shit and just, you know, have it together, sort of plan it out. And yeah. That, so I can piss off on my own merry way. But yeah, Jesus, it's fucking cold in here. Like, I'm sitting here freezing. Like, the freaking heating is not working and it's cold. I don't like cold, I like it warm. It's really annoying in a sense. Is there anything in your cupboards? What can be in a cupboard, honey? Extra heater, miniature level. Don't think so. Okay, so yeah, that's what I've been up to recently, and that's like my couple of weeks of just travel that ended up being crazy. But on a good note, I've managed to have my nails done. It was like epic level of nails, and now they're growing out, and I need to fix that shit. I'm filing it off all the fucking time, because I had really long like vampire nails. That shit was like dope, but now I'm just like, you know, filing it off because speech hard to type. Also got hair extensions, so I'm feeling fly as fuck with my hair now. It's like I look dope, and the person who did my hair, Balayage by Ben, dude, you are amazing. Got the skills, boy. Got the magic in you. Fuck you. So yeah, awesome stuff. So at first I was panicking that I invested in my hair and it's like, it's so expensive, and I'm like, bitch, I look dope as fuck, okay? Extra level of confidence, and apparently that's an extra level of, I don't know, charm to top it off. Because at first with my hair as they were, I was so I wouldn't say uncomfortable, but uncertain, not enough confidence, sort of. And then, like, with the new hair, I'm like, yeah, confident, bitches. Dope. So that's good. The flu is really trying to literally break me in, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do it. Oh, goodness gracious. Kind of like so ridiculous that I got this like sense of somebody like liking me, and I'm like, yeah, but I want to be loved, boy. I really want to be loved, like really, really loved, not just kind of like words wise. I want to hear it, because this twat does not speak, you know. And when you like to listen to compliments, when you like to listen to words, you know, of, you know, affirmation that, like, you know, to help you to be a bit more sure in this whole situation, maybe, and it's not there, you're like, okay, I'm not feeling it. Not feeling the sincerity. So yeah. So in a sense, like that's also kind of like annoying the fuck out of me, you know? Because like things that one would like, but there's none of that, and it's kind of like, yeah, not enough. Not enough. But yeah. I guess it's about them time for me to just fucking get a tea break and then start recording something, because like my throat is gonna get fucked. How bad is it gonna be? Very. But like not in a physical sense, more in a sense that I mean, in a physical sense, there's this one boy that's taking care of it. Oh, Jesus. Anywhere. But yeah, like because of the flu is quite brother. But yeah. I mean, I've yet to do the course, and I gotta start doing the course, otherwise it's gonna take me ages and I need to get sorting, you know, all this bitch out. But even to sort it out, like maybe I should put some makeup on. To not look too dead in the recordings, so it makes a bit more sense to look a bit more decent. Yeah, and to do that shit. So, anyway, I had my piece of just like verbally just having this whole thing for like almost 50 minutes, or it's actually 50 minutes something, almost an hour of just telling what's up. So there you go, that's my life updates. Life updates, love updates. So I'm still freaking, I mean like I still fucking freak the fuck out every time he's like saying to me, oh yeah, my cousin is gonna come over to Spain, let's do a double wedding in Spain. I'm like, how about no? Bitch, like I mean at this moment in time, right now, with how he is, I am so uncomfortable. Like, it can, like, if you come up to me with the ring and say, marry me, I will run away at this point in time. I will. Because to me, marriage is like, I have been through a marriage, honey. It's kind of like, you know, like a red flag right now, so. Maybe someday, but at this moment in time, I'm just freaking out. I don't want to do it. But at the same time, I think that after travels and everything else, he might get also a more understanding of how's what's and all that. So it's not gonna be that. It's gonna be this, you know, something else. Anyway, so off I go, and talk to you later.